This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we focused on what Paul said about leadership within the church. Today, let's focus on what he said to followers. In 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 13, he writes, "Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work." Followers are to respect their leaders in the church. They might not like being admonished in areas of their lives that need to be addressed. That, however, should not keep them from respecting their leaders. And since none of us is perfect, including leaders, to hold them in highest regard will require love. Peter said in 1 Peter 4:8, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins." Now, if love covers over sin, then it would cover over shortcomings or failures or insensitivity or lack of wisdom. This will be true in all leaders at times. Yet followers are to respect them and hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Love is to provide some slack in regard to expectations. Too often, followers have unrealistic expectations of their leaders. Remember, I'm addressing followers here. We're not suggesting irresponsibility or immaturity on the part of leaders. We addressed this in our last study. But having realistic expectations of them frees them and motivates them to be their best for God. So if you are a follower, are you respecting the leaders in your church and holding them in the highest regard in love? Do a reality check.